Here's some Stoke FM news for Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. The Revelstoke Mountain Resort is holding a public information session today from 3 to 8 at the Community Center. It's because RMR applied with the City of Revelstoke to change how density is allocated on the resort lands. The resort is on Crown land. RMR therefore has a master development agreement with the province that allows it 16,600 literal bed units on its land. But since the resort is within the City of Revelstoke, the city controls how the land is zoned, and any zoning changes have to be made through the city. The resort land is divided into 10 parcels. A certain amount of bed units and commercial space are allowed to be developed on each parcel. Right now, the most development is allowed on what are called the resort core parcels. That means the land closest to the base of the ski hill is allowed the most density. RMR wants to be able to move some of the density from the core area to the outskirts at the junction of Nickel Road and Airport Way. In order for RMR to be able to do this, City Council has to make a text amendment to the bylaw that governs how the resort land is zoned. City Council already defeated a motion for this request to proceed once, with councillors Tim Palmer, Tim Stapenhurst, and Austin Lucio voting against the request. Councillor Aaron Orlando was not present for the vote because he has a conflict of interest with the resort, leaving a tie, which is a defeat. According to provincial legislation that governs municipal councils, the mayor has 30 days to bring a defeated motion back to the table. He brought it back on February 28th. This time, council agreed to approve the motion to move forward to second hearing as long as RMR gives a public information session, which is what's happening today. City planners do recommend that council approves RMR's request, saying that giving RMR the ability to move density around will prevent the resort from getting too dense in its core, which could lead to downtown Revelstoke losing vitality down the road. And planners say the city still has to approve any subsequent development request from RMR, even if this motion is approved. Councillor Tim Palmer raises the most concern about this request from RMR, saying he doesn't understand it and that the city is pushing it through too quickly. He said he's not concerned as much about the density allocations as he is with development around Williamson Lake and what it could mean for public access to the lake. The public information session, again, is today from 3 to 8 at the Community Centre. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.